Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Tess Mann, the owner and designer at Couture by Tess, our amazing bridal shop on the West Side. Tess, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I know it's taken us a while to finally get together, but I'm happy to be here.
Very happy to have you. Tell me a little bit about your background, because you did not start off as a wedding gown couture designer.
No. Well, I mean, I designed since I was about 11 years old. I grew up from a very financially struggling family, and so we had a lot of hand-me-downs when I was young. So we would tear the clothes apart and then sew them back together with our own twist on fashion and design. And when I was in high school, couldn't really afford prom dresses, so my mom and I would get fabric from the five and dime store and make our own and create our own patterns. And then when I was looking at college, I couldn't afford tuition, so I started competing for the Miss America scholarship competitions. And of course, then realized I had to have an evening gown, which I couldn't afford, so I had to make more dresses. So I've kind of kept an eye on fashion over the several decades that I've worked, but my background is actually in psychology. Really enjoyed psychopathology. I actually was very fascinated by serial profiling. Also studied, when DNA first came out, DNA analysis and how it influenced sexual assault and homicide cases. Obtained my degree in psychology. I worked in forensic field for a long time in psychiatric forensics, which is pretty much studying the behavior of the criminally insane, which is an old term. Again, it shows you how old I am. And then I was recruited by the FBI in 1998. So for 20-some-odd years, I actually functioned as a special agent, federal law enforcement officer with the FBI. During that whole time, kept my eye on fashion, especially the pageant industry, because, you know, that's where I kind of had a little bit of a, you know, interest in.
Right.
But really the bridal industry, because I kept seeing the same designs over and over and over again. So I wanted to put my own twist on fashion. And as I geared towards retirement with the FBI, I approached them about starting a business in my home so it wouldn't interfere, you know, with obviously my work function and responsibility to the public. So we started a bridal shop out of our home, and I took brides at night. After work. And then once I retired, I asked my husband, you know, could we come back to Cookeville, where his family's from, and open up a boutique here in Cookeville, because we thought it would be really interesting to bring more commerce into Cookeville with having a nice luxury high-end boutique, although we carry a variety of dresses and prices for most brides, but we really wanted to bring in that New York Parisian and, you know, Italian fashion, you know, into Tennessee, and hopefully at some point make Cookeville a hub for couture fashion.
Which I love, because Cookeville is becoming such a center of art and culture, and that's just another aspect of it. So you were in, you were saying Connecticut before?
Correct. Okay. I was in Connecticut for most of my mid-adult life until recruited by the FBI. And then, of course, when you work for the government, it's the needs of the government, wherever they need you, based on what you can bring to, you know, their to them as a service. That's where, you know, you're assigned for.
So you went from something very analytical and very, very science-based to something very creative. How have those two things, like, how hard is it to go between the two? Or was it more the creative was a release for you?
Yeah, I think the creative for most people is the release, because, you know, a lot of people always think of, you know, FBI agents almost as being, you know, non-human. But of course, that's not true.
of course, you know,
some of us have senses of humor, some of us don't. But well, almost everybody has hobbies, whether it's woodworking or they love running marathons or they're photographers. A lot of them, you know, enjoyed, you know, singing or acting or getting involved in community, you know, services and plays. And mine was the, you know, creative portion of designing that I had an interest in, you know, 40 years ago. But back then, it just wasn't a way to earn income unless you had the money to go to New York or Paris or Milan.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Tess Mann.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm talking to the owner of Couture by Tess on the West Side today, Tess Mann. So you moved to Cookeville, you opened up this boutique, brought Couture to Cookeville, which is amazing. How's the response been?
I think a little mixed, not in a bad way, but just in a surprising way. We have people that still don't know we're here. And then it's like, oh, what? There's a bridal shop, you know, over in Cookeville, a real bridal shop? And we're like, well, thank you. And then on the flip side of that, we have people that hear the word couture and they think, oh, gosh, I can't even afford, you know, a glove in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what they don't realize is that Couture by Tess is actually a trademark with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. So I can create whatever I want. You know, whether it be a standard line, a couture line, or a haute couture line, which means, you know, really expensive with the silks and the fabrics and everything mm-hmm. else. So when brides do have enough courage to come in and we automatically welcome them, say, hey, would you like a little tour first of the boutique to see if there's anything here that you like or if we're, you know, within your price range? And, you know, they're just floored when they say, oh, my God, the prices are so reasonable in here for the quality that you're providing to brides. So they're able to see, you know, dresses that we have that are an affordable collection from one particular designer because we do offer other designers besides just my trademark label. But we'll have dresses that may start at $590. Mm-hmm. And then another designer, their collection may start at, you know, $1,000 or $1,200. And then, you know, we also carry Randy Finoli Bridal from Say Yes to the Dress TV show.
Love Say Yes to the Dress.
We are the only one in Tennessee that carries Randy Finoli right now. So brides out there, if you love Randy Finoli, you need to come to Cookeville to Couture by Tess Bridal. We carry Randy Finoli. Now, Randy Finoli's line, obviously he's a celebrity, so his prices are a little bit more expensive. They start at $1,800, you know, for a bride that is really, I want a Randy Finoli. So it gives the brides an opportunity to see what he has to offer. But we also do financing. So we have Klarna. You know, there's other things that they can do to increase their budget a little bit to get the dress that they want.
And really, $1,800, I mean, for me, like, thinking about just what I wear normally, I'm like, oh, my God. But for a wedding dress, I've seen Say Yes to the Dress. They go in with, like, $50,000 budgets for a dress. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, that's a car.
Yes, yes. And we do have dresses. Yeah, and we do have dresses that they're not $50,000, but we do have – we carried Julie Vino for a while. Her dresses went up to $20,000. But even my haute couture line, it's all silk, all Swarovski crystals, hand embroidery. Our most expensive dress in the boutique is $10,000, but it has like $5,000 of Swarovski crystals on it. So, you know, there's something there for every bride, but certainly for the middle of the road bride that's looking for a dress, you know, from that $1,250 to $2,500 mark, there's a lot of dresses for them to choose from.
And you were telling me earlier, you get brides from all over the place and you go and show your label to brides all over the place.
Right. And that's so important as a designer. You never want to become disassociated from your clients. So it's so important that the designer And this is what I love about Randy Fanoli as well. He will go to every single trunk show at the bridal shops that carry his designs because people love him and they want to meet him in person. And so that's really important to understand from a bride's perspective. They want to meet the person who makes their dress. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I always admired about Randy Fanoli, and I thought that was so important for customer service, is for a bride to be able to meet me. So when we sell to another bridal shop, I want to be there for the trunk show. So if I'm going to show 20 or 30 dresses for a one-week period for brides to come in and see the dresses, they want to meet me. They want to ask questions. You're almost like a celebrity. So, you know, for them, they want to feel like that person is approachable.
Absolutely. That makes so much sense. And it's the same with so many other types of art, where if you connect with something or if something just like stands out so much to you, you mm-hmm. want to know more about it. You want to know more about that person. So I really enjoy that you do that. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Tess Mann. You're back on the scene, and I am here today talking to Tess Mann, the incredibly talented designer behind Couture by Tess. You mentioned you're working on some new lines,
mm-hmm.
One specifically for brides in the Upper Cumberland. So tell me all about that.
Okay. Well, for a quick recap for those that don't know about Couture by Tess. So Couture by Tess is a standard label for the average middle of the road bride. Her budget, like we said, might be anywhere from, you know, $1,250 to $2,500 or so, or sometimes a little bit more. The Haute Couture line is at, you know, really expensive luxury collection, Paris, Milan type of fashion, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of brides that are like, you know, my family wants me to have this big, huge, you know, wedding and the wedding dress, and it's really not me. You know, maybe they never wore a dress in their entire life. They don't want to wear a dress. I'm too practical. Again, I really don't want to spend more than $1,200. Or I want to get married in the backyard and I just want something really pretty to wear. So
those are my kind of people.
Yeah, yeah. So we
so
do
relatable.
Get a lot of that. We do. And so what we decided to do was have a new collection that we're going to call Light and Airy, and we're going to call it the Plateau Collection for the Upper Cumberland Plateau.
I love it so much.
So it's going to be very special to Tennessee brides because this is a collection we're going to name after the Upper Cumberland, Cookeville, and the surrounding counties. So this collection will include some bridal pantsuits, which will be fun, light, airy, flowy, chiffon. Some will have some beading and some lace. We'll have cocktail length dresses. We will also have just very simplistic dresses. Now, simplistic doesn't always mean cheap because you have to have really good quality so the dress looks good.
Right.
But simplistic dresses that won't have a lot of beading, and also some very light tulle dresses, you know, maybe some spaghetti straps, summer inspired, and color. So some of these will have florals with, you know, purples and blues and pinks and just a really light, lively, airy, fun collection that'll be affordable.
I just love it so much. Like, I am not anywhere close to getting married, but like, I am already like, okay, I'm gonna go in and try some stuff on, and I'm gonna buy something, because who doesn't need a wedding dress in the back of their closet just in case?
You know, it's funny that you say that. You just want to find somebody to come and try dresses on. But we actually have people all the time that will poke their head in the front door and say, can I just look around? And like, we offer tours all the time that people want to come into Couture by Tess. We're like, welcome, have a glass of champagne, a mimosa, walk around, we'll guide you, we'll show you where things are. If you find something that you love or you have questions, we'll be here to check in on you. We don't want to be breathing down their neck. We want them to feel comfortable because we, you know, we're a couture shop. And like I said, sometimes they're afraid to walk in. So we just invite them. And then the next thing, they're like, oh my gosh, this place is so wonderful. We love the atmosphere. And then we're like, okay, that's wonderful. When you're ready, give us a call. And they're like, oh no, I'm going to book now. You know, or they might be, well, you know, we're not engaged yet, but we're expecting it's going to happen in a couple months. But now I know where I want to come. So it just, having that open door policy more or less just makes them feel, you know, really welcome. And that's what we want people to know, is that we are your neighborhood bridal shop. Yes, we have these dreams to expand around the country, but we are a place that people can walk in. None of my consultants work off commission, so they're not trying to make a sale. They're not trying to push a dress on the bride. We just want the bride to find the perfect dress for her. Sometimes it's with us, sometimes it's not.
And I love that. It's just, bridal shops are always like one of my favorite places to go. Mm-hmm. I've been a bridesmaid many, many, many times. Mm-hmm. And it's just always so like warm and welcoming, and having something like that mm-hmm. here in Cookeville is just incredible. Have you ever had any brides that just really stick out as a great story, or someone who like looked through every dress in the store and finally found one, like anything amazing like that?
You know, we've had a couple very interesting brides for different reasons. Ones that were very hard to read. And, you know, they may try on four or five dresses and they're like, I'm done. And we're like, oh, okay, well, she didn't like anything. We'll need to get some feedback from her. You know, what is she looking for? She said, no, I'm done. I picked the dress I want. And then we've had the bride that's come back four or five times trying on several dresses and then finally discovers her style and then chooses her dress.
Perfect. Well, if you're getting married and need a dress, or if you just want to go check it out, go see Couture by Tess. And you're on the west side on Broad.
31 West Broad Street. We're right next door to the Blue Pig and across the street from Seven Senses.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And I'm glad we finally had a chance to meet in person.
Same.